Welcome to Onc Live On Air. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Cassie Klein, MD, MAS, about updated efficacy data from the Phase 2 FIREFLY-1 study of tovorafenib in patients with relapsed refractory pediatric low-grade glioma that were presented at the 2025 Society of Neuro-Oncology Annual Meeting. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Klein discussed longer-term efficacy and safety data from the trial, noting the sustained response rates, continued tumor shrinkage, and rates of patients who remained treatment-free after approximately 36 months of follow-up.
The trial was designed for recurrent low-grade gliomas. There's also a solid tumor cohort. As a pediatric neuro-oncologist, I certainly focused on the low-grade glioma cohort. And it was designed to identify the clinical benefit and efficacy of tovorafenib. It is a pan-RAF inhibitor, so many of our agents really target a single step or a single point in the active pathways in these tumors, whereas as a pan-RAF inhibitor, it really is targeting kind of the pathway in its entirety. And then I think the other uniqueness about the agent is that it's once weekly oral dosing, which is really nice, I think, for patients and families in terms of quality of life. It did seem to provide clinical benefit and disease response in our pediatric patients with these recurrent low-grade gliomas. And so that was very promising in comparison and when in looking at other agents that were currently being utilized in this setting. The three-year findings are the updated outcome, and specifically we're looking at things like durability of response and time to next treatment, as well as any new safety signals. And fortunately, we were able to identify a very long period of time to next treatment in this additional data follow-up, and then we identified no new safety signals, and now we have a patient cohort, although still small numbers, that have also entered a retreatment arm after coming off of the drug and seeing tumor changes that warranted retreatment. And so we're all very excited to see the response of the three-year follow-up data that's now adding on to what was previously presented and published. The time to next treatment being over 40 months for our patient population, ideally, is giving our patients and families this nice long period of not necessarily needing additional therapies. We also saw that the majority of patients, once they stopped treatment after 26 cycles, were able to remain treatment-free for up to a year, and that the majority of patients, too, were able to finish the 26 cycles of therapy also. So I think all of that is very promising in terms of the potential clinical benefit, the tolerability of this agent, and then ideally the ongoing disease control once the patients have come off of treatment. Honestly, it's going to continue to be these long-term outcomes in terms of how long we're able to maintain disease control. I think certainly the information in terms of retreatment and how the proportion of patients that continue to ongo or regain clinical benefit from reinitiation of drug. I think there are certainly other long-term toxicities or side effects that we're all interested in exploring as well. So I think those will really be critical next steps. And I think another question in the setting of pediatric low-grade glioma as well is this question of rebound growth that can happen after targeted agents are stopped. And so I think we're going to be very comprehensive and also exploring kind of the incidence of rebound growth and what that means for our patients and families with tovorafenib specifically. Right now, we're obviously in the setting of an FDA indication for recurrent disease. And so I think many in our community are very readily utilizing that and going to that, you know, at the first step of, you know, disease recurrence or primary or upfront treatment failure. So I think it's certainly fitting nicely in that paradigm. There's certainly ongoing studies that are exploring randomization between the agent with standard chemotherapy. And so helping us figure out kind of where this fits in the upfront treatment schema, I think will also be a next rational step as we're thinking about how we're utilizing this agent to treat our children.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of Onc Live On Air. Check back throughout the week for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. Onc Live is also on social media. On X and Blue Sky, follow us at Onc Live.
On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you're there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.